This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the April 11, 2014 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics covered in this week's podcast are vascular disorders, peripheral nerve, and anatomy. Long-term follow-up of unruptured intracranial aneurysms repaired in California. A clinical article by David Daniel Gonda and colleagues. The clinical management of unruptured intracranial aneurysms is controversial. Studies looking at the natural history of unruptured aneurysms suggest that the rupture risk for most aneurysms is quite low. Nevertheless, the high morbidity associated with rupture has led to a steady increase in the volume of treatments for unruptured aneurysms. The perioperative risks for endovascular coiling have been repeatedly demonstrated to be less than those for aneurysm clipping. But whether the short-term advantages of endovascular treatment relative to clipping are maintained in the long term remains unknown. To investigate this question, the authors utilized an administrative database of all patient admissions to non-federal hospitals within the state of California. In this database, patients are assigned unique identifiers, allowing them to be followed longitudinally in time over multiple admissions and across different hospitals until their death. The outcomes of all patients treated for unruptured cerebral aneurysm in California over a 7-year period were analyzed. The median duration of follow-up was 7 years. Results showed that the observed perioperative survival advantage of endovascular coiling relative to surgical clipping was lost in the long term. Though the rates of aneurysm rupture following treatment were similar between the two groups, there was a higher rate of retreatment in the endovascularly treated patients. Challenges in sciatic nerve repair, anatomical considerations. A laboratory investigation by Stephen Shelby Burks and co-authors. This study explores the challenges that surgeons face in sciatic nerve repair. One of the primary obstacles includes a limited amount of donor graft material for nerve injuries with large segmental gaps. The authors highlight this scenario with 3 clinical cases and a detailed cadaveric examination. They correlate cadaveric and clinical data to demonstrate a theoretical length of sciatic nerve gap, after which sural graft would be exhausted. This maximum calculated length that can be repaired is critically dependent on the cross-sectional area and nerve content of both the sciatic nerve and the sural nerve, factors that the authors demonstrate to be highly variable between individuals. Finally, they offer a brief review of the supplementary methods to enhance peripheral nerve donor material. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.